Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. Friends, following on from the past 2 weeks' messages, this week I want to focus briefly on peace, and particularly when it comes to making good and godly, but sometimes incredibly tough choices or decisions. And again, it's a relevant topic for me personally, as I've had to make a tough call this week. And yet, by God's grace, this was perhaps most notable for the incredible sense of God's peace that surrounded that particular milestone or decision. With US elections coming up, potential, though seemingly unlikely, peace talks around the Ukrainian invasion, and similarly so those around the situation in Gaza, I'm yet again convinced that the world needs Jesus. We need him as our Savior, we need him as our Lord, and we need him in his anointed place as the Prince of Peace, and particularly as we endeavor to make wise decisions in the confused, conflated, and conflicted times we're living in. Thank God, literally. Thank God that Jesus was and is the Prince of Peace. He came to bring ultimate peace between God and a fallen humanity. While the world rages with wars, poverty, division, and inequality, alternative truths, and all manner of strife, simply knowing Jesus brings us a supernatural peace in the storms of life. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." John 16:33 says, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. You will have suffering in this world, but be courageous. I have conquered the world." If we look at these statements of Jesus in the timeline of his time on earth, he said these things to his disciples in the moments before going to the garden and being arrested. Can you imagine that? It says in John 18:4 that Jesus knew everything that was going to happen to him. As the saying goes, how on earth did Jesus have peace knowing what was about to happen to him? Arrest, betrayal, false accusations, being mocked, and then dying the most unjust and painful death on the cross. And this not to mention being then separated in death from the Father while taking on the sin of the world. How can Jesus be speaking of peace before all of this happening? And I guess it was precisely because his peace was not of this earth that he could, even in the midst of that storm, be at peace. So friends, peace is therefore not to do with our circumstances. Rather, peace comes with an absolute surrender to and faith in God, knowing he is who he says he is. Peace is knowing God keeps his promises and trusting that our lives are safe in his hands, even when circumstances may say otherwise. There's a wonderful relationship between peace and obedience. Although we see the very human Jesus in the garden before his arrest pleading with God to take this cup, this responsibility to die for the salvation of humanity from him, we see that Jesus also responds in Luke 22 with, "Yet not my will, but yours be done." Obedience is key to experiencing the peace of God, aligning our will to "let not my will, but yours be done." Even in the wonderful prophetic book of Isaiah, long before the birth of Jesus, his birth, his life, and his calling as a Prince of Peace were all majestically foretold. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." So you see, friends, Jesus has always been the Prince of Peace, even from before his existence in a human form on the earth. He wasn't just the Prince of Peace for his 33 years. He always was and always will be the Prince of Peace. So peace is knowing that irrespective of the storms and trials of life, Jesus was and is and always will be the way, the truth, the life, and the Prince of Peace. When I have to make tough decisions in life, I can read the Word, I can pray, I can ask for the wise counsel of elders, and I do all these things. But for me, the final green light before proceeding with a tough decision or a good choice is whether I can unquestionably feel God's peace upon that decision or choice. I simply ask God for his supernatural peace when making tough decisions, and determined not to push forward with those decisions, at least not the big ones, until I have that peace. And so I pray this week, brothers and sisters, that as you too navigate challenging, uncertain, and somewhat troubled times, that you too will experience that glorious and insanely illogical peace, the peace which passes all understanding. And by the presence of that peace, you too will know that you've made a good choice. Friends, let me close by sharing a brief encouragement with you. This week, as I've traveled on business in New Zealand, I've had the wonderful privilege of spending time with a dear brother who recently gave his life to Jesus. And you probably won't be surprised to hear that the greatest change that I've noticed in my brother since he made that wonderful and bold decision is that I see him surrounded by a virtual cloud, being the presence of the peace of God. And out of that, seeing him operate in the favor of God and in his giftings is a wonderful thing to witness. Amen.